Chips episode 18. I'm Daniel.
I'm Steve.
Here we have Ben.
Hey guys.
And Krellen. Who is in a very metrosexual pink shirt.
You sounding like a good TV host just then.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Eamon Krellen is new to the show, so you haven't heard his voice before.
And he's very enthusiastic about being part of it as well.
He's ecstatic. But seeing as Daniel already mentioned his shirt, we should say that it's one of the new ones, that where you scratch the back, it has a smell, like bubblegum.
It's called Scratch and Sniff, everyone.
Okay, this is actually number 4 of this show.
Yeah, it is, because basically, Ben's computer...
Explain everything that's been going on.
Okay, it's been a while since we spoke to you, and you were kind enough to listen to us, because we tried to record 2 weeks in a row Ben's computer at Ben's house, and his computer crashed both times.
Yep.
We tried doing this before, but we had some people, and it was a little bit messy and a bit screamy and a bit... So we decided to...
give it another shot.
So here we are, 4th time. Now, forgive us if we are not entertained by our own jokes anymore.
Yeah, we've said most of these stories, like, 4 times now.
And you will notice that I will never get a low disk space error again because I have my new computer.
He can record for 226 hours and 12 minutes.
I've got a 250 hard drive. I'm loving it.
Let's go. No, and the audio may be a little bit low. We're not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something with this recording and this new computer.
Yeah. Basically.
I was going to say, Just like before, we failed to mention the intro that we have up now.
Yes, we have. Did you like our intro? I think Ralphie has done a very good job.
Yep, it's done entirely by Ralphie.
Yep.
Thank you, Ralphie.
Thank you, Ralphie.
And our new website will be up soon.
if you had heard the 4 episodes that we didn't release, we have been very persistent in telling you that the new website will be up soon. Well, so it will be up soon.
It's coming along. it'll be up. We don't give forward. I mean,
technically, we said that like 4 weeks ago.
No, but we also said that about the intro, and the intro eventually came.
Yeah,
we're just lazy. First topic.
I don't have to hear this again.
I know we have repeated these stories. Ben, would you like to enlighten us on the first topic? I'll do one that we've only done once.
Lucky us.
Your iPod and the podcast and having to write the little notes. Come on, inform the audience.
This is really...
I don't know, it's very frustrating.
I'm not enjoying this at all. Basically, the new video iPods have the little dots next to the podcast you haven't listened to. Mine's an old iPod, doesn't have a dot. I have about 7 gig of podcasts.
Which about how many podcasts do you listen to, like?
I'm subscribed to about 14, 15. Yeah. And I don't have the little dots. So in order for me to keep track of what I have to listen to when I'm on the go, I have to write a little note of podcasts to listen to.
In Notepad, and then he has to read it on his iPod. See, me, I don't... Oh, that was interesting. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I seem to have the little dots there, which Daniel would kill for. Hey, Daniel?
Sorry, I didn't mean to scream into the microphone.
Oh, it's not as if they're going to ever hear anything. This audio is so low, and we can't figure out why. We're fiddling around with it before, and we ended up turning the pitch really high. We didn't know what we had done wrong.
And basically, we sounded really funny, and then I found out how to turn it on everything. And we're listening to, like, James Blunt's, like, "Come on, my lover!" Really high pitch. It was very funny.
It entertained us for
about 45 minutes.
Well, it's going to entertain us more than this show will, repeating these stories.
Yes.
Do we actually want to repeat them?
Not really. Basically, I'll sum it up.
Yep.
There were six toilets at the Grand Prix for females, two for males. There was a bin with the liner was outside.
Yep.
Male toilets are
always filthy compared to females, and they're always harder to get to.
Impossible to find.
Basically, they are the topics, and we really can't be bothered going into detail.
Yeah, we don't need to repeat
them.
Not
for a fourth time.
So I don't think they actually care. We'll just find new topics for you all.
Here's a topic.
Yeah, keep going. I'm just,
Oh, God.
Where?
No, I forgot. I keep forgetting what I want to say.
Alright, well...
Stoner!
Alright, then this show is going great.
Okay, we're off to a great start. Let's start the odd spot.
We're just going to blow right through this show just so we can get it out and ready to download.
Yes. World War... Oh, actually, before we go, I heard a fact.
Yeah?
There's alcohol in space.
Have you completely forgot the fact, or you're just staring in the computer for a reason?
Oh, yeah. You know that, the reason there's a rumour that carrots are good for your eyes. In the war, the World War II, like, America had all these, like, really good, like, they had, like, the night vision and stuff, so they could see the planes coming afar.
Yeah.
And everyone was going, oh, can you see them? And they didn't want to give away their secret that they had night vision, so they started this rumour, oh, we eat lots of carrots and they're very good for your eyes. And it has gone over for all these years. And people still say to their kids today, have your carrots, it's good for your eyes.
Is it because they got vitamin
A? I've actually heard that before. But
yeah, I told you.
No, you haven't. You just told me now. No, that's a... What kind of a story... Wait, we are doing the odd spot now.
Odd spot.
No, look, that's this. Once today.
How often do you guys talk about that? It couldn't be that hard.
Odd spot.
Okay.
That wasn't an odd spot, by the way. That was just
Daniel's.
That was me being
vast. What happened to all the stories that we read earlier on today? Here we go. We have to read this. This one's pretty entertaining.
Yes. A Malaysian man said he nearly fainted when he received a $218 trillion phone bill. And he was ordered to pay up within 10 days or face prosecution, a newspaper reported.
That was just something extra you didn't need to add. But
how
basically,
can you...
he had 10 days...
Hey, feel this bottle. Feel a bottle. You vibrate when I talk.
Okay. Basically, this Malaysian guy had 10 days...
You did not just do that.
Eamon just fell.
I
don't know how you can fall.
That thing's hard to stand on.
All right.
Okay.
Basically, this Malaysian man had to pay $218 trillion.
Well, he didn't have to pay to me. That's like not that much money in the world.
I would have faced.
You guys make up the worst stories.
Make up the worst stories.
We're reading it off a website.
You're an idiot. Why don't you go fall off the bouncy thing again?
That's really just ruined our reputation. How can people believe us now?
What?
We are reading this. It is Miami.com. And it's called the Miami Herald.
Yeah.
Weird news.
We don't always use this site. This one just seems to.
One, two.
Okay. West Coast pigeon finds home in Wisconsin. Do we want
to? No.
We really can't find stories yet.
Here's one. Okay.
A cosmic not aims to hit golf ball in space.
There won't be a fairway or green in sight, but it's a far cry from Augusta National. But the International Space Station could be turned into a driving range this summer. Cosmonaut Pavel, I can't pronounce his last name, who took over command of the space station last week, hopes to hit a gold-plated golf ball during August spacewalk. Because of zero gravity, last name I can't pronounce, drive will make golf's long distance hitters look like John Daly. I don't know who he is.
Daly.
Miss Daly and Glenn.
The thing about hitting a golf ball in space, won't it just keep going? It won't stop. The ball will continue going.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay, another thing that happened on the week.
So it'll be like,
we went to a media excursion.
Oh, it was. We haven't even finished OddSpot yet.
We can finish it.
I got one.
Okay.
They found this. They found alcohol in space, and it's like how many billion kilometers wide was it?
Billion kilometers wide.
Yeah, alcohol.
They found this massive cloud of alcohol in space.
Cloud.
Yeah.
And it's about, it just became more interesting.
300 billion kilometers wide.
300 billion.
No, seriously.
Yeah, seriously. You want to go check it up?
So what, if you breathe in this cloud...
No, it's like methanol. You know what methanol is?
Yeah.
It's poisonous if you just have it normally, but it's alcohol in space. And I don't know what the hell they'd do with it, but they found it in space.
Look it up.
So, yeah.
Alright, we'll Google it later. Or you guys can Google it if you're interested.
Now, listen. I have another issue, and I'm very strong about this. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Oh. But I am sick of Google Images. You type in something, you get something completely irrelevant. I want everyone in front of a computer now to open up Google.com. Open up Google.com like I've just done and type in this. Happy family. Happy family. Then press images. What? Oh! The second top left is an orgy of 80-year-olds. Now,
don't open that. No.
Go full size.
I just wanted a picture of a happy family.
Set as wallpaper.
For an English project. And this is what you get.
That could be all the wallpapers in the world.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I don't want to see that.
Alt F4. They're like 80 years old. What are you doing to our listeners? One second there. I feel bad for listeners because you just started screaming. Do you know how annoying it is when you're listening to a podcast?
Yes,
and
then
somebody screams and then you're just, ah. Oh, that's what I'm going to say. Daniel, and he's screaming at the computer before because of AA. You can speak up and...
Daniel and his 1,200 hours on AA.
I'll tell you exactly how many hours, people.
All right, while he's doing that...
Anyway, so he was playing against some guy and he did something and he started screaming and screaming.
What's AA?
Computer
game. Like
America's
It is 1,289 hours now.
That's how many he's played in his lifetime?
If you listen...
That's about 7 weeks.
No, it's nearly 2 months straight.
Yeah. Well, basically, if you have listened in the past, Daniel is obsessed with this game and we're going to set up a server soon, and if you can beat Daniel, he'll give you $10. Like, Eamon beat Daniel today. How about that? Daniel lost.
Where was my $10?
You'll get it soon. That was a fluke.
Here we go. But next. Anyway, I still haven't finished it. There was a guy and he wouldn't help Zakuti when the enemies were shooting at him. So, and Zakuti was killed, obviously. He nutted it at the computer. I thought the screen was done for. You don't understand.
He wouldn't help me. He was just staring at the enemy.
Look at him. He's still angry. He's like shaking, vibrating.
Vibrating.
The media excursion.
Yeah,
we just skipped that by real fast. We went to the city for a media excursion to watch videos of the top VCE. Well, supposedly the top VCE.
I would have hated to see the ones that got knocked back if they were the top.
Honestly, these were the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I was almost tempted to walk out on one of them. It was just so uncomfortable to watch.
We can't exactly explain it because it's indescribable what we had to sit through for an hour and a half. But pretty much imagine the worst movie and triple that. But anyway, our school, all-guys school, were at the back of the cinema. There was an all-girls school at the front. When they came in, they were all polite, sitting down, didn't say a word. Our school. Throwing pens at them, screaming.
Throwing packets of shapes and shit at them, just screaming throughout all the movies, laughing, creating trouble.
It just sent a good example for guys there.
I didn't go to that.
I just can't be bothered doing this.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Yeah, I can't be bothered.
The first one we do is better than this with everyone here.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
We should do a new
segment. We could combine them together, and you two can say which. I mean, the audience can see which one they like the better.
We should
Really?
We can post both up.
All right, we're putting two episodes up.
So if you've downloaded
this, fuzzy.
They're both a bit fuzzy. Listen, shut up. If you've downloaded this,
Jesus. Holy shit, look what you did.
Psycho.
Holy shit.
Alright, alright. Daniel, what were you trying to get up before you smack the table?
If you've downloaded this, download the other one. It's in the iTunes feed. It may not download automatically because you might have set it to, like, download the latest one. So just open up the little triangle thing and download the episode before this.
Let us know which one you like the best.
Yes, email us or comment on our website, preferably email.
Our website is www.colachips.blogspot.com. And soon enough...
And the email, which we should probably tell them, considering we just asked them to email us, is coldlikechips@hotmail.com.
Are you going to get ready for next week?
Yeah, I'll get next week.
All right, then. We're going to wrap it up, because this is 15 minutes, and the other show is like 15. So tell us which one you like more. I expect no one to reply to
any. By the way, the other one's... Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're both crap episodes, honestly.
That means I have to edit the other one.
Yes.
No!
And upload on
our media. We play with the pitch a bit and see if it works.
Yeah, see, I wanted to do the episode in high pitch, but apparently Daniel claims that podcasts in high pitch would be boring. Alright then. We're going to wrap it up?
Yeah, can you edit it?
Oh, God. Alright, we'll catch you all next week, hopefully.
Toodles.
Hey, your headphones, one's longer than the other.